Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Sybil Lula? Later, I'm in the ATL. I just got me some snow tires. I ain't taking no chance, man.
Snow tires. You have a rental car?
Yeah, I ain't taking no chances. Yeah, I do.
The weather, Sam.
It is everything.
It's crazy, man.
It is everything, man. All up and down the East Coast.
And in Atlanta, it's crazy.
It's always the black ice, huh? Always the black ice.
Black ice.
Yeah, white ice, no problem.
They're closing down schools. What about airlines?
A lot of the schools, a lot of flight delays to cancellations, and a lot of power outages, which is really intense because if you can't go anywhere and you're at home and you have no power, that makes it even more difficult. They say a lot of customers, because of the heavy snow and ice on the trees, breaking tree limbs into power lines.
And in D.C., they've already announced they're closing the federal offices.
Today, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you with someone you wouldn't mind getting snowed in with right at this moment?
That's the question. Text me at 646464. And if you're not, make sure they're not around.
Yeah, man. Text. Are you with somebody
that you don't want to be
that
with?
That can be rough.
The winter storm warning in D.C. remains into effect until noon today. And the snow and accumulations up to, they say, ranging from 5 to 9 inches, so up to 9 inches.
Can you make it to your side piece house? Can you make it?
No, question is, can you make it back?
Can you make it?
You can always make it.
You can always make it. Can you
but
make it back?
But the problem is, can you make it Woo! Back? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my
These
God.
Are the problems that come with
These
this weather.
Man.
And a lot of accidents. A lot of multi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Multi-vehicle
accidents. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And in West Virginia, to add insult to injury to the weather, they had a horrible train derailment yesterday, which led to a fire. And the fire is still trying to put that
tanker?
Out. Yeah. And so you got the weather and you got this and everywhere you go. And, of course, in Boston, they're just looking at the other places that are getting a couple inches of snow to them. And saying,
everybody
be
dressed like a third grader today, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of this, some of that, some of this, some of that.
It don't matter today, man.
You can't be looking too good today.
No.
Just be warm, especially if you have to be outside. Yeah. Okay. Player, what happened to your boy Ray J?
I don't know. I don't know the whole story, but he didn't fight the girl, and I think that's cool. Don't you think that's cool?
That is cool.
He didn't fight
her
back.
Ray J's girlfriend, Princess Love, was arrested.
That's trouble right there, man.
Was arrested in New Orleans after allegedly beating Ray J up. And Ray J had her arrested.
This was in New Orleans that he was filming, and he went to a strip club with his producers and came back, and she went crazy.
She clowned.
Yes.
That's beyond clowning.
Did he have clown insurance?
He didn't have clown insurance. Player, we were in business. All right, the attack resulted in several cracked ribs, a busted lip, and a torn ACL.
That's beyond clowning.
She beat the.
She did to him.
You know, Ray J's not a big guy. He's a little guy, man. He causes stuff. Okay, Sybil. All right. Okay.
And did he get her out of jail, too?
Yeah. He posted the bail for her, $10,000.
Man, that's good right there. It's good when you lock it up and get it out. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
With a cracked rib, busted lip, and a torn ACL.
And you hop down there and get that out?
No.
Wow. That is good.
Wow, Ray J.
That's just sad.
It is.
That is. That
is
going sad.
That is
very
sad. He's still doing For the Love of Ray J?
No. He's moved on. This is the Love and Hip Hop
show. He's moved on.
Love and Hip Hop.
He's doing a lot,
remember,
For the love of Ray J.
And he had the champagne toast.
Yeah.
Ray J got beat bad.
Man, locked it up and got it out. Yeah. Wow. Where did he do that at?
With with a torn ACL, mm-hmm. busted lip, and three cracked ribs.
And
what she
hit
him with, a bat?
I don't know.
Because most of the things in hotel rooms are nailed down.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
That shows you how mad she was.
And he was at the strip club, came home from the strip club.
Yeah. And
what's her name?
Princess Love.
Okay. Princess Love.
Princess Love.
Do you see the picture of Northwest, Kim Kardashian, and Kanye's baby at the fashion show?
Having a meltdown?
With a bullet, no, the bulletproof vest.
Oh, the vest. Oh, no, I've only seen the pictures of her having the tantrums.
I saw the
Northwest tantrums. Was having a meltdown, right?
Northwest is having a meltdown, and now there's a picture of them. The baby got a bulletproof vest. The baby. One-year-old baby.
Well, that's in case somebody shoots at Kanye.
And they're a bad shot. That's crazy.
The baby got a bulletproof vest, man.
When I saw the headline that says Kim Kardashian says she can't stop the baby from crying, I thought she was talking about Kanye.
That's what everybody thought.
I didn't know she was talking about the real baby.
After Saturday Night Live, there was an after party at the Plaza Hotel mm-hmm. that went into the wee hours of the night. And Paul McCartney, Prince, Taylor Swift, Jimmy Fallon, Dan Aykroyd, and Jim Belushi, the Blues Brothers, everybody got on stage performing. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus, Paul Simon.
Eddie. Eddie didn't go.
I guess not.
I didn't see his name mentioned.
I didn't see his name mentioned either.
But he's got songs.
Justin Timberlake.
He's got a song on the record channel that's doing very well. He didn't sing on Saturday Night Live.
No, he didn't.
He didn't go to the after party.
He didn't perform on Saturday Night Live either.
He didn't perform, right.
He still got beef with him? What is the beef anyway? What happened?
He says that a lot of it has to do with his feelings were hurt on a couple of bits. First of all, he wasn't asked to come back and host. And the second thing was...
Never?
That's what he said. And the other thing was a couple of his movies did not do well. And one time David Spade was doing a bit on Saturday Night Live and they said they were talking about falling stars in astronomy and they showed a picture of one of Eddie's movies, a poster for one of Eddie's movies. And they said, oh, look, another fallen star. And he took great offense to this. And
Eddie knows he's done some bad movies now.
What
did
we say about comedians? What do we say?
They can't take a joke. They can't take
Present
a joke.
Company not included. You're absolutely right.
That's right. Yeah, well. Most comedians cannot take a joke. They
not
can't
a
take
one.
It.
Not one. Not a one. Present, I don't know one.
Present
that
company
really
not
take
included.
No,
joke.
Present company very much
present
included.
Company, present company not included.
Take a joke.
But this is, they say this is, and I've heard a couple of different stories about the movies that they were talking about.
Yeah.
But for the man that, you know, admittedly, a lot of people have said, and they said it Sunday night.
What movie was it?
He saved the movie. Well, this is really interesting because one of them they said was Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
I love exactly. Harlem
one
Nights.
Of the greatest that, movies of all time.
Exactly. When the story was retold, they said they showed
shot Eddie Murphy in his pinky toe. Are you kidding me?
No.
That was great.
That was one of
now,
the movies.
Now Pluto
that
Nash, I can understand that.
But this was, you know, they said that there was bad beef, you know, bad
or
feelings.
Dave.
I love Dave.
See,
I'm the only one.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Sid.
I love Dave.
A lot of people didn't like Norbit. I thought that's one of the funniest.
That's the one. Yeah. That's
I thought that's one of the funniest movies of all time.
Yeah.
I think they should have taken back his Academy Award nomination after they saw
Norbit. Wow. Some people didn't like Life. There are people who did not like Life.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey,
but that's no reason for Eddie to get mad at people.
Because comedians cannot take a joke.
And you laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just laugh. It's like, what you got, David Spade?
Don't expect to just give comedians material and not use it.
Right.
I mean, turn down a blessing from the comedy god.
Very sensitive, most of them that I know. Not me.
Present company.
Included.
Not included. Present.